This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Checkpoint Intimates. Here on another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. It's a one-on-one discussion about a topic that we go deep. I am Luke.
So deep.
Barry White deep. Joined by Elliot once again.
Hello.
For another episode of Intimates. Now, this is one for the PC players out there. There was some news during the week. Elliot, what happened?
Yeah, so Steam has confirmed that they are implementing a 10% GST for Australian gamers and for other regions as well. They'll all have their GSTs or whatever they've got in their respective countries.
Yeah.
Oh, we said the same words.
That was so intimate.
Beautiful, so intimate. See, this is why we work so well together.
So they've put this 10% tax on. Now, Steam...
Not yet, they will be.
July, yeah. Right? July. Is the plan.
Yeah, now we've got a bit of time to like process it.
They have already, I mean, they're known for their game sales and their cheap games as well. You know, when a game's on Steam, people, unless it's a big release, people don't buy it straight away. They'll leave it till it comes like 33% off or half price and stuff like that. They'll wait for those big sales to happen.
Oh, there are definitely like a category of gamers that'll wait for those sales. And those sales happen constantly on Steam, so.
Yeah, I'm one of them. I do that. I stock up on games during Steam sales and then end up with like 20 that I don't have time to play.
Yes, everyone's got a back catalog. Anyone who uses Steam a lot has like 40% of their library hasn't been touched and it's just insane.
It's so upsetting.
Yeah.
I wish I was unemployed. I really
so
do.
So wasteful, but yeah.
Just play so much. But I mean, is this 10% increase going to be a massive impact?
I mean, potentially. I can't comment on any individuals like...
Well, will it impact you?
No, but I get some games for free and other games I wait for sales and then other, like... I don't know, I've got enough disposable income that I'm happy to splurge a bit, but yeah, who knows? Like, for some gamers, absolutely, this will be quite possibly, like, a large chunk of their disposable income is going towards video games.
Well, who is this going to impact? Because I know when this news broke initially, you were pissed off about it. You were like, oh, damn it, Steam, like, damn you, Australia, like, you were angry about it.
The annoying part is that we as Australians... we've got the bad end of the stick in every single way. So, first of all, publishers will jack up the prices in Australia to match retail. That's their excuse anyway. The real reason they're doing it is because Australians are willing to pay more money. So, a Call of Duty game might come out in America for $60. Guaranteed it'll be $90 here in Australia. And that is $90. And so, that's the second thing that's awful with Steam and Australia is that we have our prices in US dollars. So it'll stay on the storefront, $80, $70, whatever it is. But then you've got to mathematic that conversion rate into your own currency. And then it'll end up being $110 or something. And then to think that there's going to be a 10% tax on top of that, suddenly it gets ridiculous.
So really, this is going to be a big impact probably on more like new release titles, right? So games that come out on launch day and you want to play them and buy them... they're going to be the ones that you really feel it because you're going to be, yeah, an extra $15 or $10 or $12 or whatever. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, and I guess it depends where they do that, where that 10% comes from, if it's the final product or before conversion. I guess it would be the final product. I'm not going to pretend like I'm a financial expert here, but yeah, it stacks up, and I think that's the problem because like you think of it as only 10%, but then you realize that it's just like there's all this hidden costs that go behind it, including conversion, and suddenly the price that's on the storefront, it's like, oh, how much am I actually paying?
Yeah. And I mean, is it possible that publishers will actually match the retail pricing of PC games to prevent it being a big deal?
This is a point I wanted to make, because basically all online publications, including our own, are basically saying, well, this means that consumers will pay 10% extra. There's nothing factual about that. We don't know. That's speculation. It's quite likely that that will happen in a lot of instances, but there's nothing saying that publishers, developers, or even Valve, probably not Valve, but potentially will reduce the initial price so that they remain competitive to retail and to other stores, because this is like, there's so many online distributors as well, not just retail stores. So you think that Steam adds an extra 10%, and think of like, all of a sudden all their competition looks that much more promising. And a lot of their competition sells in Steam codes as well. So it's like, well, hang on a second, maybe I should be buying from these other retailers.
Yeah. I mean, it certainly begs that question. I think, I mean, I, for myself with PC games, digital makes more sense because PCs have such a large amount of storage space on them. It's not like video games where, on my consoles, where you sort of, well, having a disc is kind of handy in a way because it's less of a download, less of an install. You've got the disc there. You can resell it as well. There's that resell value that you can get out of game console titles.
Yeah, you can't resell PC games because they all come with their own form of digital rights management, which means the first time it's activated, that's locked to you.
Correct. So in that sense, there's no real benefit to having a retail version of a physical game unless you like the look of it on your shelf. But I mean, with so many games,
collectors might still do it. But I mean, the other flip side of that is that actual retail stores, their PC sections are smaller and smaller and smaller every time you go into that store because they don't want to sell you PC games. They get all their money from trade-ins and stuff like that that you can't do with PC games.
Yeah,
so that just doesn't interest them. And PC games are almost just there on the shelf just so they can say, yeah, you know, well, of course we stock PC games, you know?
Yeah.
But in reality, yeah, I mean, it's moving digital. Of all the platforms, PC is moving digital at the fastest rate.
Yeah, which makes sense. Yeah. So why do we think that... Because Steam is this worldwide brand, right? Like, everyone has Steam. Everyone has a PC and plays games has Steam. You have to, basically, to have most games.
Oh, yeah. So many games come with Steamworks, which is the form of DRM that forces you to play with Steam.
Yeah.
That's just how it works.
So how come, then, it still has, as the main currency, US dollars? How come they haven't thought about the international markets and gone, you know what, rather than doing this annoying price conversion stuff, which it does my head in too. Like, I'm not really good at math either, and I sort of look at it and go, well, I guess an extra, you know, 15 or 20 bucks or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't really look at it until I get charged on my credit card. Then I'm like, oh, that's how much that was. So why haven't they done the, what I would think would make more sense and be more transparent, to actually have Australian pricing on stores? Rather than having US $19.99, why not have AU $25 or whatever it ends up being?
I mean, Valve are so tight-lipped about these kind of things that there's no confirmation, there's no official word, but the thought is that as soon as they use Australian dollars, they have to apply Australian consumer laws, and which they haven't been doing. For instance, the 10% tax on digital goods, they hadn't done up until July, which is when it is being implemented. So a lot of thought now is going that, well, once that 10% is in, they are applying to Australian consumer laws. So
they might as well make
they
the
may as well
dollars.
Make the Australian dollar at that point, which is what I've got my fingers crossed for, because that would make the blow of that extra 10% less significant, because you also have this bonus that's coming in that is beneficial to us.
Yeah. And you'll know what you're paying for as well.
Yeah.
Which I think is just, it's silly that people don't. They just kind of go, well, I'll just put these things in a bundle and it's, you know, have much US dollars and I'll figure it out later. It's just the easier thing to do, really, unless you have a converter page open and you're putting all your prices in.
Yeah, but how is that ever easier? Like, no. It's never going to be easier that way.
Is it because Steam have such a monopoly on the entire thing that they can just do whatever they want, basically? Is that what it boils down to? Because they kind of do.
They definitely have like a stranglehold on that market. I wouldn't call them a monopoly. There are a lot of other options, and a lot of them are doing well now as well. Origin, Humble, whatever.
Oh, yeah, Humble Bundles. Yeah. But Origin's for EA games as well, right? Pretty much solely. Is that right?
They have their EA exclusives, but I believe they also sell other titles on there as well.
Okay, cool.
But they have their EA exclusives that won't go anywhere else, which is what Steam does. Steam has their exclusives that won't go anywhere else as well. I think we should point out that it is good that they're applying to Australian consumer law, even though it means we're paying 10% extra. Like, this is, I know, something Archer has brought up a few times. Like, yes, companies should be paying taxes. Like, it shouldn't be avoided. And I totally agree, they should. But it's a little bit sucky when you're paying that 10% extra, but there's no guarantee that there's going to be any benefit like the AU Australian dollar conversion or anything like that.
Yeah.
May not come in the future. And the other problem, prior to this news coming out, the term Australia tax was thrown around a lot, But it didn't mean any kind of general service tax. It just meant that Australians paid more for video games because developers and publishers were fine with charging Australians more for video games.
Yeah.
So we've just got that extra like issue on top of everything else.
I mean, I guess it's an issue right now because they're going to increase the price. And that always sounds a lot worse, you know, on paper. We're going to increase prices of things. It's never a good
sell. I mean, in the end, we're talking about video games here. This is not the end of the world. They're not charging us more for our necessities to live.
And in real terms, I mean, they did that. They did 10% GST on all of our supermarket shopping and everything, you know. And that when that came in, I remember, was that 96?
Why would you ask me something about politics? Like I know anything.
I feel like it was 96.
When I was 4 years old, Luke. Yeah, I remember that.
Shut up. When they brought in GST, everyone was hating the idea. They were like, what? 10% goods and services tax? What is this? And it all over the media, it was a massive deal. And you know what? Nowadays, like no one even thinks about it. Like it's just it is the norm. It used to be back in the day they'd be like, oh, it's $99 plus 10% GST. They wouldn't even say the full price, but now they just go $190 and we all know it includes GST and it's sweet. So I think that eventually it'll hit a point, probably after several months or a couple of years, where we don't even think about this 10% that's going to happen. It's been in the news right now, so we're aware of it, but I mean really, it's not going to be a massive deal in the long run, is it?
Yeah, well, I mean, the only issue I see going forward is that if this does push Steam prices well beyond retail prices, because that would just be so frustrating. Like, it's frustrating knowing that it's a digital product and they save so much money being a digital product because there's no actual physical distribution costs or production costs or anything like that. It is a bit frustrating going, oh, why am I paying so much more when I could, you know, walk into a retail store and pick it up for cheaper? But you don't want to have to go through that process because you're so used to buying games digitally and that's the easiest method and that's where your library of games is and that's how you want it to be stored.
Yeah.
And yeah, so hopefully what this means is that, publishers will start reducing their prices in Australia because those prices are already inflated compared to the rest of the world and we will get Australian dollars in the Steam store. Hopefully that's what it means.
Hopefully.
But probably not.
Most likely not.
I know, it's wishful thinking, but...
You PC Master Race, you just can't be happy, can you?
No. Maybe because we have to be the best in every way, and right now, nah.
Maybe you should just get a console.
Yeah, because that would be cheaper.
Oh! Yeah, true, don't do that. Join us plebs down here in console land. Thank you very much, Elliot.
You're welcome.
It's been another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. Intimates.
So intimate.
Yes. I'm naked.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.